Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, welcome back. Glenn and Chris. 3 o'clock, and we got hour number two of a two-hour show today, but lots still ahead for you. Coming up at 4 o'clock, from 4 to 5, you'll hear commercial-free Padre talk from this morning's Padre Roundtable. So everything, you know, you'd want to know about the Padres, where things stand and what's coming up, and injury news. Well, we don't have a lot of injury news, unfortunately, because there really is none. We are all just hoping. Jackson Merrill will be back sooner rather than later. And we also, Jake Cronenworth, Luis Arraez, I think his seven-day IL time should be up on Sunday, I'm thinking. Hopefully he'll be back in the lineup by Sunday, but the Padres will have to get it done without those guys for the time being. Following that roundtable from 4 to 5 o'clock, starting at 5 o'clock, get locked in, Scraby.
I'm ready.
It will be tonight.
Hard hitting.
NFL draft coverage.
Rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling.
Darn right. Tennessee Titans are on the clock. We will have all of the NFL draft coverage. Braden Suprenant will join us. Tony Gwynn Jr. will go home and rest and recover. He's not 100% today, but...
He's playing hurt.
Playing a little hurt. We're glad to have him in the studio with us. Looking forward to the draft. You won't believe this, Scraby. This afternoon, before the show... Just to try to make it look like I care about the draft,
okay.
I researched the first round of the last 3 years. I found that 95 players have been drafted in those 3 years. It would be 96, but you may remember 2 years ago, a certain team forfeited their first round pick for cheating. That was the Dolphins.
Yes,
they did not get a pick in the first round.
There's only 31 selections in that?
Correct.
Wow.
So there's been 95 guys picked in the last 3 years. How many of those 95, you guys both guess for fun, how many of the 95 have made it to a Pro Bowl in their career? It means either they made it last year as a rookie or, you know, within their first 2 years or within their first 3 years.
This is how many? This is what
95 players last year before, and 2022.
I'm going to say.
So yeah.
Eight.
How many have been on a Pro Bowl?
Eight.
Eight of the 95 have made the Pro Bowl. Or just not just last year, Tony, all the years, all 3 years. You got 95 players to choose from.
Oh, 15.
15. Okay. What do you think?
I thought Tony was going to go lower. I know Malik Nabers. That's about one.
You can think of one.
I will say my first thought was five.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought you guys would go higher than the actual number is 21.
Oh, wow. That's a lot more than I would have thought.
Which means if you average, like last year, for example, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers, Jared Verse, and Brian Thomas Jr., all first-round picks, all made the Pro Bowl rosters. There was no Pro Bowl.
So was it like seven a year?
There was six that year. There was eight in 2023 and seven the year before that. So it's about seven per year on average, which means you got about a 22% shot of hitting a star in the draft. So we'll see which teams connect
Other
tonight.
Teams have less percentage because they're not smart and they take bad players.
You know, in going through this, I must tell you, I was looking for a lot of how do you call it, stiffs? Not stiffs, but
bus?
Bus, thank you. I was looking for guys that were bus. There's not a lot. Most teams have drafted really good players. Just because you haven't made a Pro Bowl doesn't mean you aren't a good player.
That's true. That's
There's
true.
A lot of really good players out there that haven't yet made a Pro Bowl. But anyway, just so you know, I'm serious about tonight's draft coverage. It starts at 5 o'clock.
We got our own Chris Berman in studio. His name is Chris Ello.
Darn tootin' we do. Let's go Bert Bly, Be Home Bly 11. Play the... Don't you remember Berman was all about the nicknames?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I remember that.
Thank you.
I remember every time Allstott would go through the line and score a touchdown, I'd go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, he was good at that. Boomer.
Boomer.
Dre the Gambit me.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. The bets that we made yesterday, we had a lot of bets yesterday. Celtics minus 10.5 over the Magic. Both Chris and I chose the Magic. Celtics won, but they only won by 9, so
thank you,
we win that one.
Thank you, Celtics, for conceding a layup to Paolo Banchero with 1 second left in the game. Imagine the response in Las Vegas when that happened.
Oh.
Celtics lost the gamble.
Yeah.
Magic won.
Yes.
That's why you don't do this stuff.
Their head coach is doing more weird stuff.
Mazzulla?
When Tatum goes down and he's yelling, get up from the sideline, dude's rolling around in pain.
He's a weird dude.
And he's like, get up! He they literally put a camera on him, and he stops the trainer from going. No, don't go out there.
Like, don't go check on him.
Get up. It's like, yo, what?
There's something about the name Mazzulla that just.
Is he from Montana?
He's from that area.
Mazzulla's.
He's from Massachusetts. Montana,
he's a philosopher. Remember?
Okay,
he thinks he is.
Okay, next bet. Cleveland Cavaliers and the Miami Heat. I almost call them the Chicago Heat for some reason.
No such thing.
Cavs minus 12. Chris chose Heat. I chose Cavs. Cavs won the game, but they only won by 9, 121-112. So Chris wins that one. Golden State at Houston. Houston, 3.5-point favorites. We both chose the Warriors. Rockets won by 15, 109-94.
Yes, but you can't factor in the Butler injury, right?
No.
Once you bet, you've lost that one.
Yeah. Who scored more, Paolo Banchero or Donovan Mitchell? Both of us went Banchero. Banchero at 32. Donovan Mitchell, 18. So we get that one. Steph Curry, over under.
Donovan Mitchell had 30. I just want to be accurate.
He had 30?
I think Banchero beat him, but I think.
He had 30?
I think you're looking at the D. Mitchell who plays for Miami.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, there's a D. Mitchell on Miami as well. You might have looked at him. I thought.
I did.
Yeah. I think Donovan had 30.
Yeah, he didn't quite make it to Miami. I know.
The heck is that?
There's another guy, and he wears number 45 also.
That's why it was so confusing.
Very confusing, yeah.
Confusing. Donovan Mitchell had 30, but still, Banchero wins.
Yes.
Steph Curry over under 4.5 threes. Chris went over, I went under. Steph had 4.
Ah, hate that.
Kings minus 1.5 over the Edmonton Oilers. We both went Edmonton. Kings won big, 6-2.
Good job, Kings. They're up 2-0.
Total score in the game between the Stars and the Avalanche, over under 6.5 goals. Chris went under. I went over. Dallas won 2-1, so they only scored 3 goals. It was under.
Right.
Cubs-Dodgers over under 9 runs in last night's game. Chris went under. I went over. 7 plus 6 equals 13.
Yes, it does.
Cubs win. I win. And then KC Royals, minus 1.5 over the Rockies. Game was PPD.
PPD. We both went 4-4 yesterday. We have time for today's picks. Here we go. The Knicks are on the road at Detroit. Game 3 tied at a game apiece. Knicks are favored by 1.5 on the road. I don't know if you saw this, Tony. Detroit's win the other night was their first playoff win since 2008. I mean, imagine rooting for that franchise for 17 years.
That same team that had a bunch of people suspended did end up making the playoffs that year.
Yes, but they hadn't won a game since. Mm. But they, you know, this Cade Cunningham's okay.
Okay.
He's giving the Knicks a lot of problems.
This guy is. Yes, I like him a lot. Yeah.
Will you like him tonight in game three?
I do.
Okay. You go with the Pistons. I think the experience of the Knicks wins out tonight. Pivotal game. I'll take the Knicks. -1.5. Scrape?
Knicks.
Oklahoma City -9.5 at Memphis. It's in Memphis, but Oklahoma City's won the first two games by a combined 70 points. I got to take Oklahoma City even on the road. They just seem like they're way too good for Memphis. No matter what Ja tries. And Ja is really... You know, he's going 1-on-5, and he's still scoring. But
is that what he needs to do, though?
I don't know. I mean, I don't see them having much of a chance unless that happens. So I'll take OKC and give the points. It's a lot to give on the road, though. Scraby? Okay. 9.5.
I think this is a do-or-die game for Memphis, kind of.
Yes, it is.
So I'm going to say Memphis.
All right. Tony?
I got to go with Memphis.
You're going with Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. Just rooting for OKC to wear out a little bit, aren't you?
Exactly. You see right through me.
Yes, I do. Clippers at Denver, or home to Denver, sorry. Clippers are home tonight. Yes, and they're giving 5.5. That was very confusing. Clippers at home, -5.5.
Okay.
I think Scraby's first.
Series
is tied at 1.
I'm going to go Clippers.
Clippers. All right. Tony? You hate to bet on the Clippers, I know, but you love Kawhi like I do.
Yeah, this is another strategic play right here. I'm going Clippers here.
Clippers. You know, I trashed Jokic earlier, but I still think Denver's a championship-type team.
You just said he couldn't play defense.
He doesn't.
Which is true. I don't know if you trash him.
Right. I'll take the Clippers also. I'm rooting for Kawhi here. Who scores more points tonight? Shawn Gilgeous-Alexander or Jalen Brunson in their games. SGA -3.
Mm.
So SGA would have to score 4 more to win the bet.
Then who?
Then Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
Yes. SGA versus Brunson. They're in different games, but who scores
SGA
more?
SGA has not played well yet.
He didn't look good the other night, and he still got 25, yeah. But he was struggling. For sure. Brunson looks incredible. Just won the Clutch Player of the Year award yesterday.
I'm going to say, who's going to be better on the road? I'm going to go Brunson.
Brunson on the road. I say SGA bounces back after a subpar performance. I'll take him tonight. Scrape?
I'll go Brunson.
Okay. Let's take a break. We got a few more to do here, but let's catch up on traffic, and we'll sneak these in and keep rolling toward our... Padre Roundtable at 4 o'clock. More Gwen and Chris when we resume.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thank you, Tony. Giants are still trailing the Brew Crew, by the way, 5-4, bottom of eight. But the Giants are threatening. Runners at second and third. One out. Yaz is at the plate.
He already hit a home run today.
For the Gigantes. And he stays alive on a foul ball. We'll keep you up to date on how that game goes. Padres are a game up on the Giants.
Oh, big spot right here.
Yes. Game up on the Giants and the Dodgers. Dodgers are idle today, just as the Padres are, getting ready to host Tampa Bay tomorrow. One team that's not idle, unfortunately for them, is the Rockies. They're playing a doubleheader in Kansas City.
Unfortunately for the Rockies, not the team that they're playing.
Oh, no, exactly. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. They've already lost the first game. Kansas City won that 7-4.
Oh, it's a doubleheader.
Oh, yes. That knocks the Rockies to 4-19. It seems to me that this is a gimme. They put it up there every day, though. Kansas City minus 1.5. Against the Rockies.
Move the Rockies to 4-20.
Yeah, once they lose this one, you're taking the Kansas City. I'm taking Kansas City. I mean, the Rockies can't win. You're really going to bet on them to only lose by one? Ground ball got him in. Yep.
High throw.
5-5 now. Giants and Brew Crew. Who do you like, Scrape? You going to try the Rockies again?
No, I keep picking the Rockies, and I'm being dumb, so I'm going to go Royals.
Yeah, you are.
They're going to win at some point today.
Well, they are.
They keep losing.
But if you bet on them every time, you're going to lose. They're on pace right now for way fewer wins than the White Sox had last year. I'm just saying. We mentioned Corbin Burns earlier. He's struggling, but he's starting tonight against Tampa Bay. Before Tampa Bay comes here, they play Arizona one more time tonight. Burns, 5.5 strikeouts, over, under. Scrabe.
Oh, gosh.
Corbin Burns. Used to be a guarantee for 5.5 Ks back in the glory days. But what do you think here?
I'm just going to go over.
Tony, Corbin Burns, due for a good game?
Under.
Under. I say he's due for a good game. Although I think Corbin Burns, like Dylan Cease, who shaved off the beard, I think Corbin Burns looked more Corbin Burns liked when his hair was
flowing
all over the place.
He's making too much money to look like that. He's got to look buttoned up.
He's way too buttoned up. I don't recognize him out there. Stanley Cup playoffs are going along here. Tonight, Vegas is at Minnesota. Winnipeg is at St. Louis. This is just a coin flip. Which game scores more goals total? I don't know how you would be able to scout this, but flip the coin. Tony, who do you like? Vegas at Minnesota, Winnipeg at St. Louis.
Vegas at Minnesota.
All right, very good. I'll try the other side just for fun. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Winnipeg.
I'm going to go Vegas.
You're going to do the Vegas game too?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. They are named Vegas, by the way. They are not the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Interesting.
They are the Vegas Golden Knights is their, official.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
You learn something new every day.
Ain't that the truth?
Are they going to call the A's the Vegas A's?
I think when they move, they'll finally call them the Sacramento A's. But they're waiting for them to move. I don't know what they're doing there. I don't think anybody knows what the hell they're doing. But
what else we got? Well, and some sad news.
This is kind of scary news.
Yeah. This morning, Elijah Arenas, which is Gilbert Arenas' son, was involved in an accident. It sounds like he hit a tree. It's at 4:45 a.m. Before you jump to conclusions on what the young man was doing, no one knows.
Yes, we don't know yet, let's not.
I have heard Gilbert talk about these 5 a.m. workouts that he makes his son do. So
he was on his way to a workout, hopefully, and he was just tired. Maybe
we'll
find
out.
Something like that. I hope. I don't want to hear that he was speeding, you know, at a ridiculous speed.
But
it's,
the scary
you're right,
part
it's
is
not fair to assume that
when the fire department showed up, he was already outside of the car. But they have put him in an induced coma. At this point, which
I'm
is,
no doctor, but scary, that just doesn't sound good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Never sounds good.
I read a little bit about it. It's to usually protect the brain when some of the other steps haven't necessarily worked. So hopefully, you know,
I mean,
Elijah gets better and this isn't
when you're laying there as a patient in the hospital, if they came up and said, I think we're going to put you in a coma, I would argue against it personally.
1,000%.
I would need a lot of convincing
for sure
on that. But hope that that young man is okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Tonight we talked. We went over these games a little bit earlier, but you do got the three NBA. New York Denver tips off in about 38. Which was that?
I just saw the car. The picture of the car. Yeah, it's it looks pretty beat up. I mean, he went right into a tree.
Yeah.
And it totally just totaled the car. Yeah. So
well, let's Tony's right though. Let's just wait till they come up with what they come up with.
New York Detroit tips off in about 30 minutes. OKC Memphis 6:30. Denver LA 7. What you guys?
I know what we could ask Tony. I'm so happy this popped in my head. Do you think that Shedeur Sanders deserved his number retired at Colorado?
Keep in mind that San Diego's own Rashawn Salaam, who won the Heisman Trophy,
does not have
waited 23 years to get his.
I'm torn on this one.
Okay,
I think that based on where their program was at and where it has come in short time, I understand it. But I also understand guys who have been a part of that. What's the famous defensive player that played for the Steelers that went to Colorado? Brown?
Famous Steeler.
He was a good Steeler. I don't know if he was a famous Steeler.
Yeah,
but
okay.
He played for Colorado.
What position?
He was defensive end,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Long story short, I see some of... And he spoke on it specifically saying, this isn't about them not getting it retired or me hating on them getting it retired. It's about really... trying to get some of the guys that I played with that are certainly deserving of getting in there, speaking up for them. And so, I don't know. I think I can see it on both sides why some people are not feeling it.
Yeah.
Like Travis Hunter, I understand. He won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, well, but, I don't know. Sanders, he's brought a lot of acclaim to that school. That's the only thing I would say for that. Giants just took the lead 6-5. Christian Yelich dropped the fly ball.
No, he did not.
Yes, oh, he didn't? Well, he got an error.
No, I'm saying. I didn't believe you.
So I think he did, yeah. Anyway, the Giants had
I didn't
six...
mean it like he
oh, okay.
didn't actually
oh, okay.
did.
Yeah,
you know what, Chris? No, he did not.
I didn't see the play, so maybe he didn't, but I just saw them flash up E7.
That wasn't what I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, so the Giants are back in front in that game. I don't. One last thing before we go to break. Two things happened last night in the Texas Athletics game that hadn't happened in a long time. Anybody know what they were?
I didn't see this.
All right. Jock Peterson had been in an 0-for-41
slump.
He
got a knock.
Got a hit last night.
Good for Jock.
To break that. He was closing in on the all-time record. Crash Davis once went 0-for-54.
Crash Davis.
Remember
you
that
know
guy?
Who his son is? His son plays for the Giants.
No.
He's the center fielder, McCray. That's his son.
For the Giants,
for
McCray.
The Giants, McCray. That's
Crash. Chris Davis's son.
That's Crash's son.
Interesting. Did not know. Jock Peterson's off the schneid. The other
wait, Chris Davis. You say Crash.
Well, that's Chris Davis. Chris Davis is the... Okay, you're thinking of the Oakland A's Chris
Davis.
I'm
thinking of the Crash that... You know, they show the photo of my man running through the wall?
Yes.
His nickname was Crash.
That's Rodney McCray.
Crash McCray.
Oh,
yes.
And that's why his kid's McCray.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now
so,
I get
sorry.
It.
I didn't catch the last name.
We were way off there. Crash Davis
the
was the old first
Orioles
baseman
did.
For
yeah.
the Orioles. Yeah, he was the 0-for-54 guy. The other thing that happened last night, for the first time all year, after 89 plate appearances, Jacob Wilson of the A's
finally walked.
His first walk of the year. Took him 89 appearances to get one walk. He also has only 4 strikeouts.
He doesn't strike
which means,
out. He's hitting 350.
Which means 85 to 90 times he's been up this year, he's put the ball in play.
Listen, I
Strange.
Am enjoying Major League Baseball and seeing more guys like that.
Yeah.
It's not just Luis Arraez we're talking about now.
That's right. He hit the ball well against the Padres.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
He was
annoying. A tough out. Yes.
He could not get him out.
He was a tough
Nothing
out.
Sounded great off the bat, but they were all liners
They all
for
fell
knocks.
In. Yeah. So anyway, a couple of things that did happen last night you may have missed.
We still got a couple more minutes, huh? We got
to
stretch this out.
Well, I did my best to stretch that one out.
I certainly appreciate it.
We should promote the fact that Julio's long-lost he is a singing uncle. Jose Iglesias will be on the show tomorrow.
We got to get this right.
Yeah, we do. I call him Julio every time, and that's not working.
We got to get it right by tomorrow.
Yes. I did say that we have an
At least I don't call him Enrique Iglesias. At least
that is true.
Closer.
I told Tony earlier, we have a great way to bring him on the show. We could say that this is the first time we've ever had a Padres player and international recording superstar on the show.
Well, we can try.
I can't
wait.
I got a couple good questions for him, too.
I want to ask him if he really knew he was going to catch that pop-up the other day.
That's a great question.
He certainly acted like
he was the most nonchalant I've ever seen on a really impossible play.
Everybody else was in distress except him.
And he's like,
It was like a magic trick. I had no idea what happened.
That was a hell of a
catch. I feel like everything he does with the glove is like a magic.
He's really good. He's been a great pickup. I don't understand how he was just sitting out there, but good on AJ for finding him for sure.
All right. Let's slide away, get to break. On the other side, a big five.
Shohei Ohtani is struggling, everyone.
No.
We'll ask you, or I'll ask you, why.
Okay. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Kirsten Yelich, who dropped the fly ball, apparently, to allow the go-ahead run to score, just singled two on, two out in the ninth. Brewers trail the Gigante 6-5.
That was a beautiful swing.
In San Francisco. Bob Melvin. Coming out for a visit. No, he's not. He's sending a...
Pitching coach.
His pitching coach out for a visit.
Who's that, Chris?
The pitching coach for the Giants. How do I know? I mean, I know Ruben. I mean, that you know, how many people know the pitching coaches for all these
teams? I think I know Mark Pryor is the Dodgers pitching coach. And that's just because Tony mentions him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only other pitching coach I know.
Yeah. If you like Mediterranean food... like we do, try Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, for dining, takeout options, spiroscuisine.com. And I'm going to thank them in advance because I believe they're going to keep us fed tonight during the draft coverage.
And I also have a huge announcement about Spiro's.
Uh-oh.
Spiro's has officially confirmed... They're going to be the food provider for the Scrabinator night on May 12th.
Oh, well, I will now be there for sure.
Chris keeps going, do you want me there? I'm like, no, you're good. You're good.
I know,
like,
he keeps saying no. He's like,
we don't really need you there. The Scrabinators loved having Chris there last time. So I guess Chris is going to be there. And the Giants have just beat the Brewers.
Hoskins popped out to center.
But anyway, Spiro's is going to be providing the food. And I'm very appreciative of Spiro's for doing that. April and Sharon, they are great. I mean, they jumped at it last year. And I was like, really? You guys want to... feed the Scrabinators? They said, absolutely.
I'm telling you, man, you go to Spiro's, I mean, I don't say this in the ads, but you mentioned that you hear about them on our show. You're going to get
they're gonna take care of you.
Little extra treatment. Yeah, I mean, they just love us. They're going to love you. I
Their food
Spiro's
is good
a great
too.
Place.
So.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, Scrabe, we got to make way for the round table at the top of the hour, so we better get to your big five after traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I had a question on the chat about... Oh, sorry, Chris.
No, go ahead.
The Scrabinator night, just go to 97.3thefansc.com, click the contest page, you'll see it, click there, and then you can enter to win. I'm going to be picking 19 other fans out there to go to the game, and I'll do that the week before the event.
May 12th is the big night.
Yes. Against the Angels at 6:40.
You get to sit in the Odyssey Suite, so make sure you sign up for this.
Yes. What were you going to say, Chris?
I was going to ask you if you know who Muhammad Kamara, Patrick McMorris, Elijah Higgins, Ryan Hayes, and Cameron Good are.
Oh, I thought that was one name.
Those are all Miami Dolphin draft picks the last 3 years. No wonder they stink. We'll have the draft coverage coming up at 5 o'clock.
Chris is over there getting ready for
the
draft.
I'm getting ready,
baby. Getting mad at his team.
I'm already mad, yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about a couple different things here. Shohei Ohtani, Germán Márquez, Actually, it looks like everything is football except for Shohei, and then Jack in the Box announced something that we're going to talk about at the end of the Big Five. So,
number five.
Rockies right-hander Germán Márquez fanned the Royals' Vinny Pasquantino, the Pasquatch, to end the fourth inning today to become the first Rocky to strike out 1,000 batters while pitching for the team. He has exactly 500 strikeouts on the road and 500 at home. And Márquez surpassed Jorge De La Rosa for the club lead in strikeouts last July 14th, which turned out to be his only start of the season. All right, Chris, you're the resident Rockies guy. If Germán Márquez pitched somewhere else, would he be an ace?
An ace, no. But I think he'd be a solid number three. I mean, he's give the guy's pretty much tortured the Padres this year. I mean, they got him, and it was a bunch of defensive mishaps that put him behind the eight. He can pitch. I don't think there's any question. I don't have his home and road splits for his career, but I think he's a good big league pitcher, and you got to give somebody credit for being willing to stay in there at Colorado and do the best they can. I mean, no matter what you do, Tony, you're going to have games where you give up eight runs, and you just got to hang with it. And Márquez has done it probably more than most guys in his career. But I think he's a pretty good pitcher. I do.
What do you think, Tony? Would he be an ace on another staff?
No, he wouldn't be an ace, but he'd be a solid number two, a strong number three.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of stuff. He just pitches for the Rockies, honestly. I think you can make the argument that had he come up somewhere else, he might have had a chance to be an ace. I just think at this point he's had, what, Tommy John now?
Yeah, twice now.
Twice
probably
now.
Trying to overthrow.
Right, and so, you know.
He's got 3.94 ERA career on the road. Very presentable. 5.07 at home. So there you have that.
All right.
Number four.
There's something happening with the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani that we may be seeing for the first time. Shohei Ohtani is in a slump to start the season. In the past 15 games, he is hitting .226 with 3 homers and 21 strikeouts and 62 at-bats. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts thinks he is trying to do too much, says swings too long, not taking the pitches, or he's attacking pitches instead of never mind.
No, go ahead. Get that out.
He's attacking the pitches instead of letting the pitches come to him, meaning taking what they give Shohei. Shohei's trying to force it. All right. I wish that 15 seconds I had back in my life, okay? I go off my script. I try to do something, and then I explain it terribly. I said before the year, no one was talking about the shoulder injury Ohtani had fixed in the offseason after suffering it in the World Series. Tony, do you think his slow start is injury-related?
It certainly could be. He wouldn't be the first. Just to name a couple that I... Bellinger comes off immediately, right? It slipped out. He had the surgery. He really wasn't right until the year after he left the Dodgers, right? So it took a long time for that shoulder to heal. There's another one, too, I'm missing that also had...
Wasn't Jesse Winker?
I don't know if it was Winker.
But MVP level player?
Like a good player, right? That had to take, it took a while for the shoulder to heal. I mean, Toddy, he's another one,
yeah.
Right? He had his surgery. It took a while for that to kind of get back to being something somewhat normal. It could be. Listen, I think a player this talented, it's either that or he's just going through, you know, what everybody goes through.
He's a new papa.
A little slump.
Maybe he's thinking about his daughter at home.
Or maybe he's just in a slump.
Shohei doesn't go in slumps.
Come maybe on. The pitchers are just getting him out right now.
It's
I know. Wild thought.
It's a beautiful thing. Chris? Shohei.
Last 9 games, I have him at 171 even. So
he's gotten
lower than you thought. I remember once the Lakers lost a playoff series way back in the day. And it was the same spring that I think it was James Worthy, Byron Scott, and Michael Cooper, their wives all gave birth to babies at the same time late in the season. And after the season, it was brought up that maybe just all three guys are a little wiped out because they've been helping taking care of the kids. I don't think that's impossible, but no. I think it's more likely that his shoulder's bothering him.
Yep, that's also a possibility.
And then you go 4 for 21, and you start pressing. Doesn't everybody, even if you're Shohei Ohtani?
Let's be real. From the time he separated his shoulder,
He wasn't the same guy for the rest of the playoffs. I know he got his couple knocks.
He didn't have a big World Series.
He didn't have a
really?
Big World Series.
No.
You go off season, you have surgery. It ain't quite completely back to normal yet. So Shohei will be fine.
Okay. Says you.
Number three.
Maybe he won't
you're
be
going to, you, No, you're going to be right because Shohei will be okay. George Kittle is not at a voluntary San Francisco 49ers
Good
practice.
Good for George. Get your loot, George. Get your bag.
He's not under obligation to
Get
attend, so that's not the problem here.
Get your bag, Joe.
You can take that for what you will.
Get your bag, George.
Some people have taken it as that the Pro Bowl tight end is holding out of voluntary OTAs while seeking a new contract from the Niners. The strongest indication of this was a report from The Athletic's Diana Russini, who reported on Wednesday that Kittle wants to be the NFL's highest paid tight end. George Kittle then responded to that tweet, Uh-oh. Saying, quote, your source is incorrect. So
leave it to George.
Yes. Chris, do you think reporters just make stuff up sometimes? Some reporters.
I think in this day and age they do, and it's too bad.
Do you think that she made this up?
I don't.
No.
I don't.
Where is she getting
Diana it Russini, I think, has a credible enough name to not
For
put
sure.
herself in this position.
For sure.
And just say something that I think somebody told her, and she went with it without checking it, probably. But I think she at least felt she was right.
You know who I think lies more than reporters is the sources.
The teams lie.
I think sources lie all
we
the
talk
time.
About
is
this.
It for their own entertainment too?
No, I think there's always an agenda behind why they're doing this.
Are like, the 49ers saying this to get George Kittle in camp? Because I know that he wants a new deal.
I certainly wouldn't put it past. It wouldn't be the first organization to do something like that.
No, and the 49ers have done this in the past.
100% they have.
They keep saying Brock Purdy's turning down contracts.
Yeah, all these people, they leak stuff out purposely
because
they know it's going to get said, and then the public opinion starts to form, and they maybe can get it on their side. There's all kinds of shenanigans going on when it comes to this stuff. George Kittle deserves to be a highest paid tight end, and here's why. He does everything.
He does block, which is more than a lot of these guys.
It's not just he's out running routes, catching touchdown. He blocks. He does everything.
I can tell you as a guy who's actually an old school tight end. I can tell you as somebody who had him on my team 2 years ago. I think he blocks way too much. They don't throw him the ball off some games.
In some games he has 3 touchdowns.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Right. But I mean Tony's right. He'll stick his nose in there, and that's
rare in today's tight ends position.
I do love on the community notes on Twitter where people like fact check. It said George Kittle has responded. Your source is incorrect.
Good for George to call it out, too.
I like that part, too, for sure.
The community notes are always hilarious because it's someone trying to set the record straight on something.
Number two.
All right, Chris, this has to do with your team. Former quarterback for really a bunch of teams, for Ryan Fitzpatrick, is urging new Dolphin quarterback Zach Wilson to not do something he appears to have already done.
How about, suit up? That would be a good thing to encourage him.
It has something to do with suiting up, but in response to a tweet that Fitzpatrick sent about Zach Wilson, Fitzpatrick said, quote, it might be silly, but perception matters in this business, and a quarterback trying to resurrect his career wearing the number 0 doesn't scream serious quarterback.
Oh, is that what Zach Wilson chose?
He chose 0.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Tony, does a number tell you how serious a guy is?
Typically, I would say this is silly.
Yeah, but,
there's
something maybe to this one.
There may
Who knows?
Be. I mean, the mere fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick is tweeting about it.
Yeah.
I don't know the inner workings of a QB room and how with football, how they appear, but 0 does seem unserious for a quarterback. I'm just off the rip, right? Like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Sounds like you're wearing it just to get attention. And why don't you play well to get attention?
Did Cam wear 0 when they allowed it? I know
no,
he wore one.
Yeah, he was 1.
But he never wore 0?
I don't think so. The only 0 I remember is Olindo Marle. He was a kicker for the Dolphins.
He was 0.
Olindo.
I'm going to check and see.
Is there a quarterback who wears 0?
Not a quarterback. No. I think it's a defender. I
I think Fitzpatrick's onto something
here. I think he might be, too.
Really?
I really think... he's, like, super smart. So I wonder if there's something extra that's going on in his
There are actually a ton of people who wear zero.
Yeah, for sure. Now, but none of them are quarterbacks, though.
Not quarterbacks, I wouldn't think.
No, not quarterbacks.
I think it's a bad look for a guy that can't afford a bad look at this point.
Right. We don't. The fact that this is the conversation that's about you right now is already kind of a problem.
I mean, if you're Zach Wilson, you're 25 years old. You're about to play yourself out of the NFL.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to care. And I don't understand why Miami thinks they're going to be the ones to resurrect him. And you know he's going to get a chance to play because Tua won't make it.
So, he's got raw talent, Chris.
Have they addressed that offensive line yet?
Well, the draft is tonight. I will start yelling as soon as they don't draft offensive linemen.
Yeah, I thought this was funny because Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's not afraid to share a hot take.
I think it's a good call by
Mr. Fitz. Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right, local company Jack in the Box announced plans earlier this week to close 150 to 200 underperforming locations as part of an aggressive financial plan called, quote, Jack, which focuses on raising cash flow and paying down debt. Now, Jack in the Box also owns Del Taco. Jack in the Box also owns Del Taco, and there is no word on if these closures will affect Del Taco, if anyone out there was worried.
As Chris knows, one of my dad's favorite spots to stop, Del Taco.
Oh, really?
Boy. Yes.
Del Taco, French fries dipped in the vanilla shake.
I don't know Del Taco.
Don't know why Del Taco, but they do it well there.
You know what I do sometimes when I'm leaving a Padres game late at night? There's that Del Taco on the way to the freeway. You know what I'm talking about?
I know which one you're talking about. It's right back to next to the McDonald's.
It has the worst drive-thru of all time.
Easily.
But
you stop
there sometimes. I get like a little cheesy roll-up or something, and I'm on my way.
Good for you.
Here's the question. Chris, where do you rank Jack in the Box on the fast food burger list?
You're not going to like this.
We're talking burger joint.
Just burgers or the whole
menu. We're talking about Jack in the Box, McDonald's, type of
restaurants.
Right.
Where do I rank Carl's Jack Jr. in the Box?
Yeah.
You're not going to like it. It's Jack in the Box, the San Diego company.
It's up the street.
Last. Dead last. It is the last.
Hit my microphone.
I know. It's the last fast food place I will go.
Why?
It would have to be the only place open for me to eat there. And the last time I ate there, because it was the only place open, was actually on my wedding night.
Wait, you haven't eaten Jack in the Box in 30 years?
Exactly. I don't like it.
That's crazy. But there's a Jack in the Box right down the street.
Lori and I got married. We drove after the wedding out to Malibu to stay overnight at a bed and breakfast. And it was midnight on a Sunday. Only place open was on the Pacific Highway in Malibu, a Jack in the Box.
Ate
there. And that wasn't the reason. I had just never liked it before. I don't know why Jack in the Box has never worked for me. So I rank them last.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Tony, where do you rank Jack in the Box on the fast food burger list?
You know, if you'd have caught me in my 20s, Jack would have been a much higher pick.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time at the old Montezuma campus over
there. Oh, I would.
To Jack in the Box late night. It was always reliable. You knew he'd be able to get it. They didn't run out of things. It was perfect.
Yeah, I know, but Los Panchos was right down the street.
Usually going to the Jack.
Okay.
Now, at the age of 42, it has slid down to the bottom.
Yeah.
The thing is, there used to be two dependables for me. The chicken fingers and the spicy chicken.
Mm.
Those two I could get all the time.
Yeah.
And they've fallen off a little bit. They changed the fingers.
Oh. See, I wouldn't know any of this because I've not been there.
I much like Chris now. If I'm starving, I'll make
it
work.
Well, of course, if you have to.
They still got the curly fries, but
yes, I mean, let me give those
curly fries.
Let me give those a thumbs up. Those are quite tasty. Yeah.
But if there's a McDonald's, a Wendy's,
pretty much automatic. Yeah,
I'd probably say it's above King. It's above
I was just about to say because people are saying that the Whopper is underrated, which I've
like
never heard that.
I'd take a Whopper.
I'd probably take Jack over Burger King.
You would? Okay, I would not. Sorry, Jack. I'm giving you the honest answer. What can I tell you? You know, somebody has to rank last.
You know, there was something about me in my drinking days. Jack going to a Jack in the Box and just getting those tacos.
I think it's just alcohol and Jack. Like, they just go to get
they mix. They mix. Well, some crazy things happen at Jack in the Box late at night.
Maybe the fact they haven't drank in 20 years is why Jack's down there then.
You know, good night at San Diego State, a little cask and cream, and then or maybe then get a little taste for some chicken fingers.
I think I honestly think at San Diego State I only drank so I could eat Los Panchos at 2 a.m. I think that was the only reason I drank. Didn't care about anything else. Is it 2 o'clock yet? I want to go to Los Panchos.
The thing about Los Panchos, that line at 2 a.m. used to be...
Well, it was another party, though, Tony. You could meet a bunch of people while you're waiting.
There was a Los Panchos that is the shape of a train up in San Marcos. And I
did not know.
Drunkenly used to go in there and go, choo-choo! They're probably like, here's that guy again.
Drunk guy again.
Choo-choo!
Hurry up and give him his food so we can get out of here.
That's right, a good finish. Big five.
All right, tomorrow we're on at 2. Tony will be at the stadium. We'll prepare you for the game. Next, though, it's the Padre Roundtable. Stick around. Then NFL Draft starts at 5.